and they scream and carry on, and they're usually around your house or in your plants. A lot of times you can bring them in the house by mistake, and there's a little green frogs about this big.
Okay.
And they make a loud noise, just like a shriek when it starts raining, and that's why it knows it's either going to rain or it's been raining or it's raining then.
The things you dig if you're going to go fishing.
Worms.
Okay. You ever call them anything else?
Bait.
Bait?
Sometimes you refer to worms as just bait.
Okay.
Where's the bait? Or go dig some bait.
You ever hear them called red worms?
Yeah. Well, there's red worms and pink worms.
Oh, okay.
And those different kind of worms that way, like Louisiana crawlers or night crawlers, you know, those pink worms and red worms and stuff like that.
Kind of a hard-shelled thing that usually lives in near a creek or
crayfish.
Okay. Now, when you speak about a crayfish, you mean that kind of they swim backwards and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. What about a thing you see them oftentimes up on land? It's got a hard shell, and if you
a turtle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you ever hear that called anything else? Or pronounced any different ways?
A tortoise. A turtle. A terrapin.
Terrapin. Is a terrapin and a turtle the same thing?
A terrapin is a land turtle.
Okay.
And a snapping turtle is a water turtle.
Okay.
That's the only difference I know. A terrapin has a thing up under his mouth that he can close up and go back into his shell.
You ever hear a cooter?
Cooter. A cooter was a bug, I think.
Okay.
We referred in high school to a part of the female body as a cooter.
I see.
But,
okay.
That was where I... That's how we referred to a cooter, what we thought a cooter was.
If you go down to Beaufort, by the boats that come in there, mm-hmm. you might buy a couple pounds of
shrimp.
Okay. And the insect that, not like these little ones here, but at night around a lamp, the insect mm-hmm. will fly around a lamp, you call that
a moth.
Okay. And if they get, the things that get in the wool in your clothes, you call them?
Moths.
Okay. And the kind of bug that flies around at night and lights up its tail?
Called a firefly.
Firefly?
Yeah.
You call that anything else?
Let's see, fireflies. Lightning bugs.
Lightning bug. Is that a relatively recent term?
No, lightning bugs has been as old as the hills.
Okay. Then the kind, there's a long, thin-bodied one with two sets of wings that, they're often a blue color, a blue-green color. If you go...
kind of lives out in the marshes.
Yeah.
Called a snake doctor.
Yeah, okay. Do you have any other names for those?
No, we always call them snake doctors.
Snake doctor.
Mm-hmm.
What about the kinds that sting?
Well, they will... I've never been stung by one.
Well, I don't mean a snake doctor, but I mean other kinds of insects.
Wasps and bees and yellow jackets and hornets and honeybees, bumblebees.
Okay. There's a kind that builds a nest made out of mud.
Dirt gobbler.
Do they sting?
I've never been stung by one.
Okay. There's a kind that doesn't really sting, but it flies around at night and bites you.
Mosquitoes.
Okay. You ever shorten that in any way?
Called a skeeter?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. And then a kind of small one that gets under your skin?
Talking about a scabie?
A scabie. No, I haven't heard of. What's that? What's a scabie?
A scabie is a... it's kind of like a crab, except it gets under your skin and causes you to